Welcome, world! You are listening to KATL with Kayla and Alexis. Today, our topic of question is, do you stand when you wipe your ass? Because apparently...
Yeah, I didn't think we were actually going to go there. No, okay, I recently found out that someone very close to me wipes standing. And I was shocked. My mind has been blown.
Very, very mind blown right now. Because I thought it was a universal thing that you sit down and you wipe your butt. What if you had a dingleberry and you stood up and now it's just squished between your ass cheeks?
Well, and then I see this shit. I really don't remember what the fuck it was. But it was some lady. And she was like, yeah. I find out. A lot of people think it's weird I wipe my ass sitting. And what? I'm like, what? What?
That made no damn sense.
No damn sense.
I'm going to assume that everyone listening also agrees that you should sit down and wipe
that
your
just,
ass.
It leaves room for so much air. Like, what if you trip on your pants and you fall forward?
Yes!
What if you do have a little chunk left over and you try to wipe it and now it falls into your pants and you don't even know it and you walk around for the whole entire day smelling like shit?
Pants. What? You know what I also find weird about people who go to the bathroom is when they pull their pants down and they put it around their ankles.
Why would you want your pants on the ground?
So like you fully...
Looking like a fool with your pants on
the
ground.
You know? And that's why when people walk in, they're always like, oh my god, my genitals are exposed. Well, bitch, why you got your pants all the way down on the ground? Like, why would you do that?
Maybe they're all tripping on DMT and don't know what's up.
Y'all. I would not want to be in a bathroom tripping on DMT.
I wouldn't want to be trapped in a public bathroom in general. Fun fact, listeners. Probably no one right now, but that's fine.
You know. I listen to you.
The dirtiest bathrooms on the planet are women's corporate workers' bathrooms.
Oh my god, no. We're gonna get real. The nastiest places to ever exist are your fucking doctor's offices.
Yo. Let's get on some real shit there.
All
you
of
think
you
those things are clean?
And no. Doctors out there should be completely ashamed of yourself. And you're going to say, oh, it's not my office. Okay, we clean multiple buildings. Okay?
What?
You guys are gross. And you have zero, consideration for other people. And not just the maids. We're not going to say that you throw a whole freaking donut on the floor and you're like, ah, it's fine, the maids will get it. I'm talking about your coworkers. They also have to walk past that donut on the floor. Maybe someone stepped in it. Now that donut is all up in the exam rooms where people are getting cut open doing surgery. And, you know... What? Oh, look at that plane. That's really low.
It is very... We're looking at a very low plane right now. But, you know, coming from somebody who has a degree in healthcare...
It's gross.
You motherfuckers are balls.
And you have the nerve to complain about paper towels. Let me tell you something. Not once has a paper towel dispenser ever been empty to where you're like, oh my god, I have to wipe my pants on my pants. My hands on my pants. But you guys, literally, I have never seen a group of kids eat more messy in my life.
Or wash their hands and get soap and water everywhere.
Everywhere.
Or blatantly drop things on the floor and just leave it.
It's fine. It's cool.
It doesn't matter.
It will be there tomorrow.
All of my paper clips, they're under my desk if you ever need them.
Yo.
They're on the floor.
What if they think it's magic? Like, what if they keep doing it because they're so shocked that it just keeps disappearing the next day? It's like a game. Like, oh my god, the pen's gone.
No, dude, have you seen that fucking, what is it, like a face, it was on Facebook or some shit. And it was this guy and his girlfriend or wife or whatever came home and she was really mad because he's like, not doing anything or whatever. And he's like, I don't have to do anything. And then he walks her over to the coffee table. And he's like, do you see this? It's magic. I put something here and then go. Next day it's gone.
The laundry's folded.
Yeah.
Yes. I love it.
It's so good. It's so good.
I do.
It's so good. It fits so perfectly.
Another topic I wanted to discuss today.
Ooh.
Was, you call that a fad? Is it a fad of meditation? Like the fads of something?
I guess you could call it a fad. I think fads are like short-term things. I feel like the whole meditation thing has kind of been, what would you call it? Not glorified, but like...
wrong.
There's been like this...
it's fuzzy. I still
there's
don't
been
have
like the like what would you
agree
like
with
stigma?
Me.
There's a stigma about like, okay. Everybody like, oh, if you meditate, you're gonna be a great person, and we have to do this because people will think we're
spiritual,
unique and awesome, and like, no, just because you can do the fucking downward facing dog and sit quietly in a circle
is
does
activated.
Not mean in any way you are truly meditating. Anybody could sit there in a fucking circle full of a group
of people.
It also
doesn't mean that you are spiritually awakened.
No, because I bet you half of the people, and you know, I am gonna go ahead and say it, majority women are sitting in that circle wondering if anybody is watching them and how they look as they do this meditation.
Also,
I feel as if very few people take that shit seriously.
Me and you, we have been through some spiritual awakenings.
Many.
Whether that be something we have seen that has completely blown our mind.
Heard.
Or do you want to know what a real spiritual awakening is? I'm talking mind-blowing spiritual awakening. Talk about having your life ripped apart. Everything you know is just gone, changed, isn't right. You're depressed. You're crazy. You're hearing voices. You're seeing shit. No one has answers. You're going back and forth. You're doubting yourself. And you, next thing you know, 2 years in, you're like, why am I a basket case? And then one day, it just clicks.
It literally clicks. And you know, see, it sounds so heartless, but like, when people are depressed, and again, coming from somebody who, if you look into my medical records on paper, I have been clinically depressed.
I have also, when I was 16.
What I would tell anybody, and what I literally told myself, get the fuck over it. Get the fuck over it. I woke up one day and I decided I'm not taking any fucking medications. You guys are fucking stupid. And the only reason I'm upset is because society makes me think I have nothing going for me.
But you
and I'm
see
bored. But
you
know what?
You accepted that responsibility.
YOLO!
You knew it was you. Yes, you have outside forces affecting your life. You have your job, you have your family, whatever, dogs, cats, whatever you got, okay? That's in your mm-hmm. vicinity. That affects your life. But you allow it to affect your life.
Yes.
Yes, obviously, like, things like deaths of people who are really close to you are going to be dramatic.
Traumatizing,
it's
you know.
Going to be traumatizing, no matter what. But you do get over it.
I mean, you don't get over it, but it gets easier.
It gets number, you know?
It gets easier to deal with that
yeah.
grief as
you
go
you can,
on.
You can eventually think of the person and not cry. That is
right.
That is success right there.
Right.
But what were we just talking about? I forgot.
Fuck.
Oh, well, okay, whatever. I wanted to talk about the meditation because, like, you know what? I'm pissed. I got questions.
So yeah, questions.
Now we have all of this shit popping up about meditation. You got books, you got TV shows. It's like everyone should know about this now, mm-hmm. but it was such a great kept secret. But then again, you have two spectrums. You have these really new age people, which are just like hippies on steroids, okay? Oh my God. You know, I don't even want to talk to those people. They're too far on the other side of the spectrum. They're fucking cuckoo.
Dude, perfect example of the same shit. Fucking a lot of people who are doing the whole fucking shit non-meditation shit, they're also into the whole tarot reading thing. And now what I noticed is from our collections our individual collections. You know, a lot of decks come with the fucking little book shit.
Yeah.
All right. Mine say different things from yours. Some of them tell you to draw from the top of the deck versus what you should absolutely do, which is fucking, you know, tap that shit out and draw what comes to you. The cards choose you, home dog.
Right.
It is not the other way around. You don't sit there and you're like, it's these exact seven.
Okay.
No. You have to feel the energy of those cards.
Right.
You feel the energy of your ancestors on the other side controlling those fucking cards, or the energy, whatever you want to call it. And they answer you.
Okay. Hear me out. I have listened to, when I first was starting on my spiritual journey, it was Bashar. Bashar, he is a medium. He channels Bashar, this entity. I think it is his future self in some sort of way.
Dope.
But I started listening to him because, you know, he talks about the law of attraction, the karmic law, whatever, right, what the universe is. But that, again, is just one perspective. How do I know, after everything I have learned, that this Bashar person is, in fact, just doing this for money? And then I listened to Abraham Hicks. Also, their messages are so beautiful, and you're like, yes, I'm a go-getter, I'm a do-good everywhere. I am abundance. I am wealth. And it does make you feel better, and you know what? You do gain a positive insight. You just kind of adapt it, and it's awesome. But yet, when these people talk about their meditations, I can't help but think they're tripping on balls, yo. Because I have meditated hardcore, and maybe, yes, I'm not a freaking Buddhist in a mountaintop, but I don't have this transformic experience. I feel really calm. I see things, mm-hmm. And that's dope. But, like, I'm not in a different world, yo. Like, I've seen people that have, like, subconsciously go somewhere else. Like, I want to know how you do that, but no one wants to tell you. And then you have this side of the spectrum of the psychics. The psychics tell you that everyone has this ability and this is how you awaken.
Everyone can remote view.
Right. But they don't want to tell you. You have to pay for it. So you sit here and you try to meditate and you try to do your own exercises and you don't have guidance. And they both contradict each other.
Exactly.
You have these psychics that are like, you can't take any vitamins, anything that's basically not grass or bark in your body. Otherwise, you will not be able to achieve your full potential. And then you have the Abraham Hicks and Bashar saying you should not limit yourself at all. Do not doubt yourself. You can do anything. You don't have to. If you have to take vitamins, it's whatever.
And this is where all of it goes wrong, because then you have all of these people who are either, one, truly not invested, or two, are just mindless sheep who are like, oh, this is what I read in this book. I like this one more than the other one. This guy's, like, better looking than the other guy, so he's probably right, because let's be real, that's how people's minds work. Let's be honest here. Like, if you see a fucking, like, obese computer nerd who's never meditated in his life over here telling you something, but he seems to be spiritually awakened somehow, which is possible, I guess. And then you got the other guy in a fancy business suit, he's all buff and shit. Like, who you gonna believe?
But, like, that guy, it depends, though, because you know what? That obese guy, even though he obviously has something misaligned where he feels the need to eat a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I love food too, guys. Let's be honest. I'm a Taurus. I will eat. But I'm also in good shape. Okay? I have a mental boundary where I'm like, alright, whoa, put it down. But he could be the happiest guy alive. If he was out there in public dancing around and just saying, you know, fuck it all, I would love that guy. I'm gonna follow that guy over this business guy over here who has the feel the need to judge everybody.
But see, maybe that's part of the problem as well. Maybe we shouldn't want to follow anybody's ideals, because everybody is different, and it's like that shit we were talking about with the Joe Rogan podcast today.
Joe Rogan
did a podcast with Michael Malice today, and it was fucking dope.
It was dope. But my whole thing is, I don't want to feel stupid again. After I came to the self-realization that God in the Lutheran sense was not real. So for the past however many years, in from what, 3rd to 8th grade, that I was instilled like a fucking cult of this God character, and it's not even real. But it is real because enough people believe in it, but it's not my truth. There's more to the universe. I have questions, and no one could answer that. My priest told me because God doesn't want you to know. Well, you know what, Pastor? That doesn't work for me. So, bye.
Well, and it's like, okay, you can take two people who are exactly the same height, exactly the same fucking build, like, exact same personalities, exact same, like, mental stability, I guess you would even say, sense of humor, all of that. You can take two pretty damn near identical, you can't, well, people, no two people are ever going to be identical, but you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Very similar beings, and, like, give both of them DMT. One is going to see something completely different than the other, regardless of how similar they are. So who's to fucking say what Bashar is seeing isn't exactly what he is seeing? And the other guy isn't seeing what he's seeing, and he's right, because it's different and it manifests different for everybody.
That is true. So from my personal experience on DMT, it was absolutely horrible. It was absolutely horrible. It was a horrible experience. I don't want to do it again. It freaked me out that bad. It freaked me out so much, guys, that it gave me panic attacks that I now have to deal with.
And now, do you think that's because you were...
I was facing unresolved issues.
Well, no, because you unknowingly did DMT?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Or, like, do you think if you were to have been like, okay, cool, you're offering me some DMT, I'm going to take this DMT, would you have had the same... experience?
If I was feeling love and rainbows at that time in my life, then yeah, I think it would have been just like shrooms, and I would have been walking on mountains and trying to find my true purpose and trying to hear those fairies sing again, because that shit was beautiful. I wish
dude,
I could
when
even
we were like one
song
with the fucking corn stalks in fucking Nebraska.
Oh my god. And that was a beautiful experience.
That's dope.
We were in the middle of Nebraska, guys, and we're going to keep this story short. But the corn...
There was, like, a cornfield or, like...
Obviously,
fucking...
Nebraska is just cornfields. That's what that is.
Yeah, we were okay. At a hotel.
There was nothing but a cornfield in front of us, and they were laughing with us. Like, we felt the vibrations that was coming off of this field.
We went from staring at... complete stillness. Now, mind you, like, okay, sure, this leaf or this tree in front of me, it's not moving, you know, but it was like the wind had stopped, sound was stopped, like these fucking shit, not a single leaf was moving.
Yeah.
Nothing. And then all of a sudden, we were laughing and they were laughing in sync, like, I hate to say jiggling. Wiggling, maybe.
They were wiggling with
wiggling,
us.
Wiggling, jiggling, fucking
we
corn, fucking
stalks. We were all jolly.
Stalks.
We were so jolly. We were really one with the earth at that moment.
We were.
And you know
what?
It was. I am so thankful for those experiences, because that is what.
And now, mind you, we were not on DMT. Let me tell you that.
Yeah, no. No drugs. But it was a very intense experience, and it was so awesome, and it gave us an expansion of mind, if you will. It expanded our mind. It expanded our consciousness in a way where we were literally involved with something that was surreal.
And we felt great. And then very shortly after, we saw a car and people. We don't necessarily like people.
Yeah, we're not very social. Like, we're social.
So
with each
we
other.
Got a little sketchy. You know, we're in a state, new state, by ourselves, traveling, laughing with corn stalks and shit.
Yeah,
and
no, we're literally.
We see these strangers. We're the only people in the fucking motel parking lot. Like, it's a little holiday. Innocent ladies, we're gonna go. So we get out of the car to go back inside, and it's like almost as our moods changed to like creepy, so did our environment.
Oh my god, was it the moths?
So all of a sudden we walk out the car, look out the fucking parking lot to the street lamp, and it is a mass swarm of fucking moths flying just crazily. Like, now, mind you, they weren't anywhere else. They were not flying around our faces.
They literally
nothing.
Just fucking
just
appeared.
Just in this light. Just in the fucking light. And then we see a fucking cat sitting it was sitting
black cat.
It was sitting under it and then ran. And it was very fucking creepy.
Now, this is where I wish schools would just... Okay, so guys. I had this theory. We both had this theory that if we were like these genius hackers all over the world, I would hack all of the money so that everyone, every single person in this entire nation would just wake up with $1 jillion.
You know, mind you, again, we do not know how to do this.
But I want to do it. If I could, I would. Let's just put it that way. So that it breaks the whole system. I mean, I want education gone. I want the government gone. I want this, like, job system, employment bullshit gone. Because you know what would happen? Something so beautiful would rise up out of those ashes. Everyone, money would be obsolete. It'd be obsolete. There'd be no reason to put a value to that piece of paper anymore. So we could actually do what we were meant to do. People who were meant to be doctors, such as yourself, will heal people because they love to do it. People who love to work with soils will become farmers because they love to work with the land. People who are meant to be true artists and instead of getting knocked down are able to do whatever they want. They can build sculptures out of anything. I don't even care. Make the world beautiful, yo. And we wouldn't have a need, anyone who wanted to invent anything. We could have flying cars. There would be no reason to do this oil thing. This whole gas. What do they call it? Petrol?
Petrol.
Petrol?
Petrol.
Yeah, that shit. We don't need it. We don't need it anymore. Because money is not an issue. And watch those big, bad wolves up there in the world government try their hardest to gain control. And maybe then the world will see.
See, I would not do that. Well, it's okay. So, yeah.
I want education
but I mean, no,
to
I get,
be
no,
awesome.
Hear me out.
About the stars.
Hear me out. If I had the ability to do some crazy fucking shit like that, all right? Like, we hack the system. We spread the money out throughout the people. I still think that's leaving the money there to create problems. Because the money isn't the only issue. Greedy humans, shitty humans, and bad people are partaking in this issue.
Yeah, that's true.
So, if I had some fucking ability to, you know, make some changes like this, I would just eliminate money. But then with that, like we've talked
something
about, you go
place.
Back to, like, the fucking stupid
the
barter system that brought about the fucking currency system.
Yes.
So,
because
you
people.
Then have to figure out, you know, like, how to get everybody to just be fucking courteous, decent human beings and share with each other.
I want
like,
everyone
there's
to
people
have what
in
they
this
want.
World who grow up wanting to own their own little grocery store.
Right.
Like, okay, dope. They're going to open the store. The community is going to help supply it. And the other, like, everyone's just going to fucking, like, do for everyone. But that would never fucking happen. That's wishful thinking of a very kind heart.
But, okay, but see, the people now need to change. We are in such, like Joe Rogan said earlier on his podcast, in such a social media freaking frenzy that we have narcissists everywhere. I mean, people literally, I'm watching, what is this? This is a YouTube channel called Goo Goo Gaga, okay? And this is family, it's adorable. They go on all these things and they film it. But here I am thinking, they're not living in the moment.
I do not like.
Like these, they have to have a camera on them in order to enjoy a moment. Like, I get taking family videos and stuff, but like, I do have a lot of pictures, but there's a lot of moments that I don't have a picture of because I was actually doing it. I don't have social media. I don't have a Facebook or an
right.
Instagram or a Snapchat. So that whole world to me is just fucking bonkers.
And it's exactly why the world we live in has gone to the shit as much as it has. Like, examples. I got laid off. All I did was stare.
From COVID.
all I did was stare at Facebook and see everything about Corona and all the sad people for losing their jobs and everybody complaining about unemployment and blah, blah, yeah. blah. And I was fucking angry at the world. And, like, I fucking hated everything for a good while there. Like, it was bad. It was bad.
Yeah.
It was real bad. Like, I was like, it's going to go crazy.
Also, you had bad. That job for, like, 9 years.
Well, no.
That
so this
job meant everything.
Well, then, you were like, just delete it. And you know what? I don't use the shit. I don't miss the shit.
No.
And I realized how much it helped.
It's not who you are anymore.
So then I tell other people, like, yo, instead of watching this angry stuff and reading these stupid things and doing this, like, if you have that downtime where you absolutely do want to watch something, like,
absolutely.
Instead of watching people getting murdered, you know, watch, like,
why do you want to
baby
watch
ducks.
That?
What? I always go to the baby ducks.
Why do people... Okay. Because, like, when I cry or I'm in a situation where I'm about to cry, I will instantly be like, frogs, pencils, snow caps, anything to take my mind off of that. But, good topic. Why do people not see that the things you listen to, the things you read, and the things you hear affect how you think?
Well, so mind you, I thought about this and I actually had this conversation with people months ago. And then literally just, what was it, like 3 days ago, Monday, I saw my brother, and he's like, yeah, you know, I've just been watching a lot of, like, serial killer documentaries and, like, true crime shows, and I'm just feeling really angry lately, and I just, he's like, I need to watch, and I was like, baby ducks, and he's like, yeah, exactly, like, baby ducks to just get my spirits up, and I was like, it's,
how fucked up is
like,
it?
I am so happy. You fucking acknowledge that.
Yes. Thank you for being, like, thank you.
You surround yourself with negativity. You will yourself be negative.
Right. Your thoughts. Anything. Like, I just don't get it. Because of TV shows like that and documentaries like that, if an accident were to happen, half the nation knows how to get rid of a body.
Well, and it's shameful that it even took us this long to realize that. Because fucking, if you think about it, like, it's been... It's been said, just not in so many words, and it's been right in front of our faces. They say, like, kids are products of their environment. You grow up in an abusive household, angry household. That kid turns out to be angry and abusive as well. The kid grows up in a loving household. That kid, it turns out to be a loving, you know, perfect fucking family role model type shit, you
See,
know?
I don't agree with that. I think it is on people... Okay, so yes.
When well, that child, was a very vague.
Think about it.
Because, vague. Okay, but, you so, know, like, schools and, like, you know, friends
take,
also, there's multiple factors in that.
Right. So, on my psychology course, that was actually one of the fucking, the things, the work of the child and the environment shit. And I did not agree with it. And it said, write an essay on why you agree with it. And I was like, I do not. Here's an example, and I will use the love of my life.
Yo, bad move. They don't like it when you tell them you don't agree.
I know, but guess what? I couldn't do it because
I didn't like that either.
Michael has had such a bad hand dealt to him, and he is probably one of the best men I know.
Well,
so,
over that.
So, I think when a child grows up, yes, they do mimic their parents' actions, and then it gets them in trouble. But it's on the individual itself to realize. That is not who they are, and that
What's
is
right
not how they
wrong.
Have to act.
Right.
You can be someone else.
What makes or breaks that cycle is whether the person acknowledges the fact that they're being fucking shitty. And when they're being fucking shitty, they're like, yo, this is wrong and I want to change it, versus fuck them. Kill them all.
Right.
That's the difference.
Right. Like, there's times I get really mad at the world and I'm just like, wow, you know what? Maybe it's best that an asteroid just comes and blows up this entire generation, because this shit's obnoxious. Like, how is everyone, even with this damn election that just happened, the Trumps and the Bidens. Yo.
Pause, people. Hold on. This is some strange ass shit. What is this?
What is that?
That in a plane.
Why is it flying like that? Like, it... Okay, it is a plane. It is a plane.
What? Wait, no, that's...
But I can't hear it either.
And it's really small. But but it's really close.
Oh my god, the thing's moving.
It's small. How is it that close though?
So military be up in the States.
Fish. Real sus, guys.
But yeah, so with this whole election thing, how easily people can turn on each other.
The middle one's moving now.
I see it. Oh my god, that's so faint.
It was a lot brighter before.
Wow.
The thing started moving as soon as that plane went. Okay. Well, anyway, sorry. Remember, we still are looking for fucking UFOs.
Yes. I think I was going to talk about the election, but I don't remember my argument, though.
I don't either.
But it's about people turning on each other and how savage they are.
Oh, dude.
Another Joe Rogan topic he talked on today is how, due to this COVID-19, how the mask versus unmasks. Ooh, skins versus shirts.
Fuck it, double mask it.
I love when I see people in the face shield. That is my favorite.
That one's so funny.
You know what the sad part is? Hmm. Is I have actually adapted. When this first hit, I refused to wear a mask. And let me tell you, the people in the store, fucking wear a mask, little bitch. Oh my god. I am in Home Depot. Calm the hell down.
I am in Home Depot.
Oh my god.
Come on now. I am with my child.
How dare you? I feel like I need to hit you now or something. Like, I need to defend my honor. But yeah, so over time, and then instead of not wearing a mask, I just had it on my chin. And then, of course, you know, I had a 16-year-old girl in Petco. Ma'am? Bitch? That is miss. I am not ma'am yet. I am miss. You need to put your mask up. Like, you need to pull it up.
Fuck off.
You need to go to school. Why? It is, like, 2 p.m.
Why? Where are your parents?
It's Monday. Why? What? What?
What?
And now, I wear a mask because I have a job now.
Yeah.
And I have to wear a mask.
We have to.
And I'm not in a position where I can deny that. Say, no, I don't want to wear a mask. Well, you're fired. Well, fuck me.
Random thought, side note for maybe even a future podcast. I want to know if anyone else sees lines that connect the stars to each other.
Right, like they graph it out in their head.
They're all fucking just connected, and there's plenty of triangles. Let me tell you, okay?
See, this is what I want.
A lot of these random stars are just perfect little groups that map out perfect fucking triangles. So, if somebody could explain that shit to me, that would be great. Because I stare at these shits every day, and there's literally like perfect light beams that connect everything, no matter where you look. At which two, they're connected.
Now, don't you wish you would have learned that in school?
Well, they don't teach you anything about that in school because apparently, and if you look at all the pictures, the stars are just
right
up there.
When we get rich and famous, well, not really so much famous because we really don't like people, so please stay away. But when we get rich, we want to build a school that nurtures children or adults in the field they want. We want to teach astrology, mythology, somethingology. I don't know. Just any type of craft or trade possible. Like, wherever you're good, you go. And someone is always good at something. Like, you know, people are just beat down because, what is that story of the frog climbing the tree or some shit?
What are you talking about?
You know, they use that in school where they're supposed to, like, the fish obviously can't go on land and they're going to have a race and obviously, dude, like, the rabbit's
going to... Are you talking about the tortoise and the hare?
No. It's like something you wouldn't teach a fish how to walk on land. You know what I mean? Because that's just stupid. A fish will never be able to walk on land. Well, some creepy river monsters, all right? That will blow your fucking mind. And you will never, ever step foot in the lake or river again. You will stay in your kayak or your canoe, your little paddle boat. Because let me tell you, there are some things in every water. Everywhere.
Dude, water.
The teeth on these things.
Is by far the most suspicious fucking element. Ocean. Like fuck switch, you know, like up in there like that. And it is terrifying. It's so mysterious and like
it is.
So many fucking things can go wrong. So much shit is in there. And if we're talking about the ocean, so much shit is unknown in there.
I love the ocean.
I still think it's hard to believe that out of all the shit we've done made and built and all this, you can't make a little like fucking GoPro, basically, they'll swim down all the way to the bottom. Shit down there.
We can
go
to the moon, but we can't go under the sea. Okay. So we can get, apparently, what happened? You just like crush, I think it rips you from the inside out if you're exposed in space. But we made a suit for that, but we can't make a suit to go in the water, guys. We can't do that.
Don't. Right.
I got questions. Right.
So, what the fuck is down there?
They have to know. And you know what? God bless those people that do love the ocean and they're trying to get rid of all, like, the plastics and the oils and the waters.
But it's not enough. But that's what we were seeing yesterday, too, though. Like, in those one fucking documentaries we watched about, like, the crop circle and the fucking underwater. Like, there's literally a lady scientist, bitch, who fucking studies and, like, looks for under the sea... What would you call that? Under sea level fucking, like, extraterrestrial, like...
Oh, yeah, yeah. No,
buildings
for sure.
And shit.
For sure.
For a living. Bitch gets paid to look for this shit. She knows it's there. She showed us pictures on the fucking show.
Right.
Unless that shit is fake. But, you know, I mean, you never know.
I don't think they want you to know. I think they know, but if you... Okay, so the Navy's out there. Even the Air Force has got some ships out there that they land in. They don't want people to know what is actually going on in those oceans.
Okay, so let's blow our minds here and see if we can figure this out.
Okay.
What if... All right, here we all are thinking, like, we're just normal humans. The government's been lying to us. We're watching all this shit, and it's making us think something else. What if, in fact, they want us to think those other things because those other shits are entirely wrong, and... We're just worms in a jar, and it's all a simulation.
Right. Like the show Magicians, where the gods just are creating worlds and snow globes and just, like, placing people wherever. And, like, creating quests just to, like, tickle their balls a little bit. Oh, that made me chuckle. Let's do it again. Like, we're just being fucked with.
It almost seems that way.
Okay, because, yeah, that got into the discussion of humanity, how we're all here to experience, apparently. We are just simulating ourselves in a million different lifetimes across all different realities and realms and worlds and different species, and we're just projecting ourselves in all the Ds, the 2Ds, the 3Ds, the 4Ds, whatever Ds.
Dude, right, and no matter which way you choose to view it, it all kind of says...
So...
We choose... Why we're here to be here,
right,
you know,
right.
Kind of
we're here to experience pain. We're here to experience richness or whatever.
Specific fucking shit.
So you're telling me that got... So we're just this huge void that just is so bored that we have to do this. Like, it doesn't sit well with me. It doesn't sit well with me.
Right, we're just skin sacks holding fucking...
Not even. Apparently,
holding
this
fucking
is all
energy.
Simulation.
Well, that's what I'm saying, like... We're just like these energy orbs sitting inside of fucking skin sacks.
Right.
And we're just like, I guess I'll play a new game now.
I wonder what happens if I touch this fire.
Game over. Yeah. Like,
finish him. That's annoying. And then another thing, why? Why in God's CS, you know, it's instilled in me. Why on whatever's earth did someone choose to get mutilated by someone else?
Why did somebody choose to come here and be a serial killer?
Right. Why would you ever want to experience that? No, I understand.
And don't sit here and be like, oh, people don't choose to be serial killers. Fuck you. They choose to kill a person or they don't. And I'm not talking about, oh, someone's trying to hurt me. Let me defend myself and I kill somebody. Or, oh, like I'm being a stupid teenager and I accidentally get in a car accident and kill somebody. Like, you actually, I'm going to go pray and fucking murder
somebody. Right, and stalk them. Or create a cult. We're just going to go murder some people. Now, I understand the pendulum of life. If it swings really high this way into the good, equally it's going to swing as back into the bad. If a light is born, darkness is also born. But why? I don't understand why there has to be such cruelty and negativity. You can't understand true happiness if you've never felt pain. I get that. But, right. Like, life doesn't make sense, and no one has explained it right.
Well, and there are plenty other ways to feel pain, per se, and learn to appreciate the little things around you without right. people needing to be fucking murdered or kidnapped and sex trafficked and fucking little babies. You know, there was the one little baby that fucking over... Like, when I got... Actually, like, right around the time I got laid off, fucking Evelyn Boswell, the little baby. She was 1 year old. She went missing. Her grandparents, like, called and were like, we haven't... Mm-hmm. Her parents... Or her grand... Okay, sorry. Her grandparents called and were like, we gotta fucking do this shit, blah, 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 because I'm gonna smoke a cigarette. We haven't seen our grandbaby since, like, December. So they go and they talk to the fucking mom, Megan Boswell, and this fucking...
This is sad.
Whore bag.
I don't wanna know.
She decided to say, my mother kidnapped my daughter and won't give her back to me. So they go out and arrest the mom and the boyfriend of the mom who were in the car of Megan Boswell's boyfriend's mom. Here's a little, in like, apparently the mom was like, oh, son, Hunter, you can have this car. And he was all like, thanks, mom. And he was all like, babe, Megan, we should sell this car to your mom, and discussed it in front of, like, the grandparents and everything, and then the mom reported it stolen, and Megan Boswell's blaming her mother for kidnapping her child. Real sus. And then she pulls Chris Watts on fucking camera, and is like, I just want my family back, you know, like, I just miss her so much, and, like, just being a fake-ass cunt about it, and just kept lying and changing her story. Come to find out, mom didn't have the baby. And then she was all like, oh, well, last time I saw her, she was with the babysitter in this trailer and blah, blah, blah. So, I mean, you know, maybe I fucking mixed those scenarios up. But either way, she kept changing her fucking story. Yes. Like,
the baby's dead?
So the police searched everywhere. They searched the grandparents' fucking shit multiple times. Right after, I don't even remember what happened, they find Evelyn's body, her 1 year old little baby self, in the exact outfit that the mom described her last scene in the shed of the grandparents, dead. She's that little baby.
The grandparents killed her?
No! They fucking, whoever fucking killed that baby fucking had her out somewhere else. And when Megan got arrested and they knew shit was about to fucking pop off, I don't know if it was the mom, I don't know if it was, you know, technically I don't even know if it was the fucking grandparents, but that shit, that's fucked up.
Pencils,
that baby was not drums, in that fucking shed
the rubber duckies,
the multiple times they searched it beforehand.
Auras.
And then all of a sudden it was.
Rainbows.
Somebody hurt that baby.
Unicorns.
And I still don't know what the fuck happened.
I can't.
And I, Kayla, no, I seriously, like, I dedicated so much time to thinking about this little baby girl.
I can't. See, I'll cry. Nope.
And I just don't understand how we can live in a world like that.
Nope.
Where
a mother
could know her baby was dead and harmed and that it probably was the fucking her that fucking did it. and just go about life like nothing ever happened. Not tell anybody, not even the grandparents. She was like, oh, she's with her dad. Her dad is in the fucking military in another fucking state on base. The dad found out his baby was missing and dead and murdered on fucking social media, basically. Like, tragic shit.
I'd kill myself. Okay, we're gonna... we are gonna end that on a sad note tonight, but thank you for listening in on our second episode on KATL. I Got Questions.
Fuck,
peace
man.
Out. Whoop, whoop.